Welcome to the Practice Profit System podcast. Do you own a cash-based practice? Are you looking to start one? Tired of working endless hours and still not making enough money? Want to fire your insurance company? Then you're going to love our podcast. Each episode is full of insights and proven strategies to grow your practice to seven figures and more, allowing you to take more time off, make more money, and no longer have to take insurance reimbursements. Plus, get a free copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, where I detail my entire journey to creating my own seven-figure practice. Just go to www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. You just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling, and you'll also get over $1,197 in free bonuses. That's www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Now, on to our show.
Hey everybody, it is Matthew Gologli and welcome to the Practice Profit System. In today's episode, this is episode 4 of 4 of how to become insurance free. And we're going to talk about dealing with distractions and setbacks on your journey. Now, let's talk a little bit about this because this happens all the time. You get a plan in place, you're ready to go, you're like, this is it. And things fall off the rails. Well, I'm going to tell you about the story about Dr. Vicki James, who was in South Atlanta, and what she learned in this. Before we go any further, I want to remind you that Business Mastery Fellowship, the fall edition, has, at the time of this release, has either been launched or is getting ready to be launched. Make sure that you, if you want to grow your practice to seven figures a year and finally break free of the insurance bondage, make sure you sign up to learn more about it. This is our premier program for helping doctors become insurance free. If you have a med spa or you have another practice that is not doing seven figures a year and you want to get there, this is for you as well. This is my all-encompassing program to get you to seven figures plus a year. All right, let's talk about this. I'm going to tell you about the story of Dr. Vicki James. Now, Vicki was in my first Business Mastery Fellowship. We did this last year. And Vicki's amazing, right? So she's in South Atlanta. She deals with the African-American community. She has a long-time insurance practice. You can tell she just really cares about her patients. And quite frankly, I could tell she's a really great doctor. And Vicki really wants to make this non-insurance game work. But she had that first block of thinking that her patients couldn't afford it because, quite frankly, she deals with a segment of the population that probably doesn't have as much disposable income. And, you know, she's very passionate about her market, and that's great. But we helped her realize that there are people who will pay. And she's gone through these steps, if you will, and she's expanded her experiences. We've got her selling more things to her client base, cash or out of pocket, non-insurance base. They're buying it and she's starting to really see it. So she and her team are realizing that this is a very viable opportunity. And so what happened was they decided to, she loaded up the team, loaded up the car. They went north of the city. They got away for like a day or a day and a half. And they did all this planning of what they're going to do. And the team's all involved. And they're all like, yeah, this is fantastic. And she gets back to her office that night. And she goes into the office to pick up some stuff, and people are unloading one car and getting into another car. And she hears the screaming, and one of the staff members carjacked. And she got injured. I think she broke an arm or something like that, right? So Vicki, later on in one of our group calls in Business Mastery Fellowship and BMF, and she's telling this story, and I'm like, congratulations, you are on the right path. And she had heard me talk about this whole concept of resistance, right? And that's the thing that I want to talk to you about today. So when you start down this path, resistance is going to come at you. Okay, that is the main topic of this podcast. See, Vicki realized, most people are like, oh my God, the car got carjacked and my staff member got injured and threw our old plans and now we can't go in this direction. And here I am, 6 months later, I'm still stuck doing insurance. Okay, but she realized that this was really, as horrible as that was, a quote unquote sign that she's on the right path. Because as we've discussed in prior podcasts, and I've done some sessions on resistance, but I'm going to go ahead and dive deeper into today, is that resistance is very cunning. So when you start on this path to make a change, the world conspires actually against you to try and prevent you from going in that direction because people don't like change. And so it's really, really important that you understand what's going to be coming at you, right? So some things that can happen is that, like, you're going to get resistance, like somebody's going to get sick, right? So at the time of this recording, I'm actually 2 days away from getting married. That'll tell you how far in advance we record this stuff. It's funny because Katie, my now fiance, soon to be wife, she and I were laughing because there's been a couple of things that have happened as we've gotten closer to this wedding to kind of derail us from the focus of what we're trying to do. And I won't go into those particulars. Everybody's fine. It's really the resistance that resistance is this cunning thing. It can come in a lot of different ways and formats. It can come as procrastination. It can come as soothing tendencies like too much drinking or smoking too much weed. Or, you know, sometimes when resistance is hard, I just want to go sit on the patio and smoke a cigar. It could be going on social media. It could be diving into the news too much. There's all different forms of resistance. And these things are designed to distract us from the task at hand. Okay? It gets you to play the victim. Like, I can't understand. I was on path and all of a sudden things didn't work. And I guess it's just not meant to be. Those are all forms of resistance. And you need to recognize this. And I highly recommend you go get Stephen Pressfield's book, The War of Art. It is one of the best books ever on this topic. I highly recommend that you go get it. He goes into much more detail. And like I said, look up for our podcast where we talk about resistance and you'll see what I'm talking about. So what are the solutions in this? Okay. Well, you have to be prepared. I always tell people when you're getting ready to make a change, you have to be prepared. It's that simple. Because when you go to make a change, crap's going to come at you. Okay? So you have to be prepared. Second, you must be studious. And when I mean studious, what I recommend is that you are spending time, you know, for me, it's time in prayer, or I might play worship music. Other friends of mine, they do meditation. They'll have soothing meditation sounds in their house. Some people have water features, waterfalls, but you've got to be prepared and you've got to be studious. You've got to be diving into the things that help protect and create a shield around you, okay? Now, you know, we all have our own ways of doing this. I have mine, okay? And it's one that I've developed over 25 plus years in that walk. And so there is a specific process that I use for that. So want to create your own. If you want to learn more about mine, I'm more than happy to dive into that. Another podcast, just let us know if you would like me to dive into that. Okay. You have to be humble about this too. You've got to realize that this stuff is going to come, and like, you got to be prepared that this is going to come, and you got to be humble knowing that it's going to come. Like, you are on this path of making a massive change and that there are forces that don't want you to make this change. So you have to become humble going, wow, I've been given this great opportunity. So humility about it and this mission that you're on is great. Be realistic about fear. Look, I know fear exists. I deal with fear every single day, right? I deal with my own set of fears, my own set of issues, my own set of scar tissue. Be studious. I'm always constantly reading about those things that are related to my fear, right? So if you have fear about losing money, then how do you create an environment? What can you study so that you're not in an environment that you're going to lose money? If you've had a history of like things going really, really well and then dropping off, you got to be studious about understanding how to manage the dip. Okay. You've got to be patient. And most importantly, I think it's most importantly, you have to be focused on the process. So in our Business Mastery Fellowship, what we do is we create a 90-day plan. And this 90-day plan is exactly that. It's a 90-day plan of what we're going to be focusing in on. And the less you have of that 90-day plan, the less things you have in there, the more you get done. In future podcasts, I'll talk to you about the concept of subtraction, equaling multiplication versus addition, which actually creates division, okay? I've talked a little bit about this, but I plan on doing some more work on that specific topic. And the thing you have to realize is less is more. My most successful patients have the simplest offers and the simplest things that they do, okay? Like the ED clients, they do just ED, or my folks that do laser lipo, they do just laser lipo on their front end. So it's really key that you have a very clear process that you're doing and keep it as simple as you possibly can. Do not make it complex, okay? I hope you've enjoyed this four-part session about becoming insurance-free. For those of you that want to become insurance-free or you want to completely walk away from the insurance, maybe you've got one foot in both camps and you want to completely leave the insurance space, or maybe you already have and you're struggling a little bit, you're not doing the revenue that you want to do, I want you to check out Business Mastery Fellowship. This is our flagship program for helping you grow to 7+ figures a year, okay? And we are getting ready to do our fall iteration of it. It is a year-long program with a 12-week fast run, and then we have training that goes on beyond that. You'll see information here very, very soon if it's not up already at the time of this. But I'm going to tell you this. You hold the future in your hands. You can do anything you want, and I believe in you, okay? I promise you nobody's going to be as big a cheerleader for you as I am for you. And I promise you, I will continually encourage you so that you can have the life that you want, treat the patients the way you want them, and make the money that you're worth. Probably even make more money than you think you're worth. So it'd be nice to pay off all those final medical school loans, huh? All right. That's what I got for today. Have a great day, folks. Always. Look, Nothing's ever as good as it seems. Nothing's ever as bad as it seems. It just is. Strap on, enjoy the ride, and we'll see you in the next podcast. I'm Matt Galogli. Thanks so much. See ya.
Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, take a moment and share it with your fellow medical professionals or post a positive comment and rate it on wherever you just listen. Now, don't forget, you can get a copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, for free. Just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling. Plus, you'll get over $1,197 in free bonus material. Simply go to srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. That's srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.